Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
In the traffic in Pretoria, there's been a crash on the N1 at the R21 interchange heading northbound. It's causing slow-moving traffic from Pier van Reineveld through Rigel Avenue, and still that stationary vehicle at Garsfontein not helping matters. And then, once you're past there, it is very slow. Dankie Stefan vir die boodskap. Heading into the Pumlani Toll Plaza from Sefako Makgato up through the off-ramp to the N4.
The case against the Bloemfontein police officer arrested in connection with the kidnapping of a Marty du Plessis special school learner has been postponed until later this month for a formal bail application. 42-year-old Nzima Adonis appeared in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court today after Kamogelo Bokaudi was kidnapped a week ago by two men who allegedly posed as police officers. He is yet to be found. Deputy President Paul Mashatile says he has not yet met with the victims of the N1 assault incident that involved his former bodyguards back in 2023. Mashatile appeared in Parliament yesterday, where he was answering questions from MPs who asked if he has reached out to the victims after the incident.
I've never attempted to arrange a meeting with the complainant so that we allow the justice process to take place without interference.
And the National Consumer Commission is recalling 142 Volkswagen Polo vehicles due to a faulty part in the gas generators of the front passenger airbag module. According to Volkswagen Group South Africa, in the event of an accident with deployment of the front airbag, there may be reduced protective effectiveness.
Small Business Plug is brought to you by Smart SME from Santam. Smart SME is tailored insurance built for small businesses. SMS Smart SME to 34852.
Smart SME van Santam is nommerpasversekering vir klein besighede. Ja, oom Andrei, vir jou bakkery, wat ook 'n motorwassery is, en vir jou wildbewaarder, wat ook 'n belastingkonsultant is. Kantore, voorraad, motors, ons verseker alles in klein besighede. Besoek santam.co.za of SMS Smart SME na 34852 vir 'n kwotasie. Santam, dis nou vryheid. Santam is gemagtig deur FTV, gelisensieerde nie-lewensversekeraar en beheerende maatskappy vir sy groepsmaatskappye.
Now for the latest business news. According to Stats SA, mining production fell by 7.7% year on year in April. Its biggest decline came from platinum group metals, down over 24%, followed by drops in gold and coal output. Here's Stats SA's Jean-Pierre Tablanche.
On the upside, diamonds, iron ore, chromium ore and manganese ore recorded positive gains, but not enough to lift the mining industry into positive territory. On a month-on-month basis, seasonally adjusted mining production increased by 0.6% in April 2025 compared with March 2025.
Now, South Africa's currency volatility is raising concern for trade and investment. This is according to advocate Lavan Gopal, the director of Merchant Africa.
From a business point of view, what matters in terms of that relationship building had to do with trade. We walked away not having been worse off, and leaning towards being better off in terms of our trade relations with the US.
The dollar's trading at 17 rand 86 cents, a euro at 20 rand 64, and a pound at 24 rand 27 cents. Gold's trading at $3,248.17 per 5 ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
Thank you, Chanel, for the news you need to know. Here are the numbers you need to know. 88 for country, 7 for man. Aiden Markram on 93, just 7 runs short of a century. And, of course, we need 88 runs to beat the Australians and become the World Test Championships. It is the World Test Champions. It is, of course, going to be a bit of a fight. 194 for 2, the score at the moment, with the captain and vice-captain on the side doing the business for the Proteas. Themba Bavuma still there as well on 57, not out. So, big things are going indeed at Lords. We know that Pat Cummings got 6, and then in the second innings, well, he didn't do too badly. He's got 2 so far. Kagiso Rabada has grabbed 9 wickets, just falling one short of that magical 10 that would have gotten him onto that notice board.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. If we win this,
yes,
and we win the test match, we're